snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride, and a wild and dystopic ride it is. It really is. And so we'll get going this morning. I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. Things are happening, and they're happening right on schedule, it would seem. People have had visions along the way. One of the more recent iterations of that vision, and I believe it's the same vision that they've been that has been shared with all of them. It is a demonic vision. One of the more recent iterations of it is Ray Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines. The Age of Spiritual Machines, which was published 20 years ago. It's been a generation already. And in just 20 short years, some crazy things have happened. It's almost as if they've bad guys have blown right through Chapter 10, which was titled 2019. See, there were futuristic chapters. Chapter 9 was titled 2009. Chapter 10 was titled 2019. 11 was titled 2029. And Chapter 12 was titled 2099. And in each one of those chapters, Ray Kurzweil made predictions, but I don't think they were his predictions so much as they were a received work, if you know what I mean. And so it's interesting to me to note that it seems that many of the visions seem to have sort of been skipped past. You know, for example, in Chapter 9, 2009, as Kurzweil sort of posits from 1999, what 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and 100 years later will look like. For example, in 2009, he wrote, individuals primarily use portable computers. That, I think, was accurate at the time, which have become dramatically lighter and thinner than the notebook computers of 10 years ago, 10 years earlier, personal computers. And that really, we could speculate on that. I mean, there were, by 2009, you know, we had the iPad and things like that, but they haven't received wide adoption, I would say. Personal computers are available in a wide range of sizes and shapes and are commonly embedded in clothing and jewelry such as wristwatches, rings, earrings, and other body ornaments. That hasn't quite happened to the extent that was foreshadowed in Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines. And I think a big reason why is the IP protocol, IPv4, does not support that many IP addresses. An IP address for every piece of clothing, every piece of jewelry, everything. And now as IPv6 is coming online and receiving broad adoption, there's an address for everything. And that really, I think, is the issue. And so, when we hear about the clogging of pipes with fourth generation wireless technology, for example, which is why now we need to adopt 5G, because the pipes are clogged. You know, there's not enough bandwidth to support all of these devices and all of the information that we're consuming. That is a disingenuous argument, because I think on any given day, most people will say, you know, if you have a signal with a cell phone, things are pretty fast. And so it's more a case of, you know, as the more and more of the Tesla autonomous vehicles and other autonomous vehicles start to come online, those things consume and produce massive amounts of data. far more than you and I. And what is particularly interesting, not to skip ahead, but what's particularly interesting is that as those devices come online and as the world we live in becomes more digitized around us, the more unwelcoming it is to people, to flesh and blood man. You know, and so you suddenly bump into the unsettling notion of the title of Ray Kurzweil's book, The Age of Spiritual Machines. And Kurzweil's idea is that, well, not his idea, but the idea that is at issue here is the concept of the singularity. And when I think of the singularity, I think no one describes it more succinctly and better, particularly in the propaganda campaign that's been waged against mankind to usher in this age. No one describes it better than, and the moral dilemma, if you will, that it connotes, and the two sides of the same coin that the singularity and the rapture are. No one describes that better than Jaron Lanier, in my humble opinion, in his book, You Are Not a Gadget, A Manifesto, wherein he wrote, if you believe the rapture is imminent, fixing the problems of this life might not be your greatest priority. You might even be eager to embrace wars and tolerate poverty and disease and others to bring about the conditions that would prod the rapture into being. In the same way, if you believe the singularity is coming, you might cease to design technology to serve humans and prepare instead for the grand events it will bring. But in either case, the rest of the world would never know if you'd been right. Technology working well to improve the human condition is detectable, and you can see that possibility portrayed in optimistic science fiction like Star Trek. The singularity, however, would involve people dying in the flesh and being uploaded into a computer and remaining conscious, or people simply being annihilated in an imperceptible instant before a new superconsciousness takes over the earth. The rapture and the singularity share one thing in common: they can never be verified by the living. Which is interesting. And as a further point of clarification, I mean, it's just, to me, Jaron Lanier's You Are Not a Gadget, A Manifesto is the brilliant answer to Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines. And just everything in it, I mean, just brilliant. Jaron Lanier is somewhere up in the stratosphere, the rest of us, who knows. Just to give folks an idea, the contents, table of contents, lists part one. First, there's a preface, but part one, what is a person? And chapter one, missing persons. Chapter two, an apocalypse of self-abdication. And that's the chapter that I was reading from, which includes the section, you need culture to even perceive information technology. And then the next section, making people obsolete so that computers seem more advanced. That's kind of what I'm getting at. And this was written almost 10 years ago, where this wasn't clear to us. It was to the technologists at the highest level, but not to the general public at that point. You try to say this kind of stuff then and people would laugh. I think even now, people are painfully unaware of what is actually happening all around them, right before their very eyes. I want to get to Glenn Beck's recent interview of Jeff Brown, technologist Jeff Brown, Glenn Beck's episode 60 interview. 5G and AI everywhere, 2030 will be a new world, Jeff Brown. People have no idea. And Glenn Beck is saying in the interview, I would, by the way, call this the bad guy side of the discussion. Particularly in spots like around the 14 to 15 and a half minute mark, where Jeff Brown and Glenn Beck. Talk about 5G technology very dismissively. The health effects specifically. Glenn Beck says, oh, yeah, I heard. I think that's a conspiracy. The health problem. Yeah, that's a conspiracy to shut down competition, right? And they both laugh. Yeah. Well, I guess then radio wave sickness from the 1970s that the military has known about, I guess that's just a figment of everyone's imagination. And, you know, all of those nosebleeds and migraines and stillbirths and everything that seem to follow the installment of the hardware that's associated with this technology. I guess everybody's imagining those things too, but I digress. And all of the other symptoms that I noted when I had Dave Stetzer on from Stetzer Electric. That was March 20th of this year, March 20, 2019. It was a great broadcast. That's one of the most comprehensive, one of the best archives that I've written, I think, so far. And speaking of that, I wrote yesterday's archive. I wonder if that much information is helpful. I don't know. So Dave Stetzer was on the broadcast March 20th, 2019. And so in that archive, that broadcast archive, one, two, three, third from the top of the links list, there is About Dave Stetzer, there's Martin Graham, his Oracle Illusion entry, his Wikipedia entry, speaking of Jaron Lanier, says Wikipedia in its current iteration should be personalized so that, you know, and that would be a good thing. You'd find people that you trust as a content resource. Who knows? People probably that listen to this broadcast would be great contributors to Wikipedia, and you would find a trusted source of information, and you would follow their research and their contributions. As it stands, as Jaron Lanier has put it for years, Wikipedia has a sort of oracle illusion effect. Anyway, so Martin Graham's Wikipedia entry, and then next, symptoms of radio wave sickness, the JPEG image that is Dave Stetzer's image over at Stetzer Electric. It's a link to that image. And you can see the variety of symptoms that, as Dave Stetzer points out, symptoms of radio wave sickness, according to U.S. Naval Medical Research Institute, 1972, declassified. Some of the symptoms of radio wave sickness, you know, the effects of your cell phone, your wireless, your cordless phone, all of your wireless devices, et cetera, et cetera. Some of them include headaches, dizziness, nausea, difficulty concentrating, depression, anxiety, memory loss. Sound familiar, any of this? And by the way, it's a boon if you can cause these things without people really knowing it, and then you can drug them in an effort to ostensibly mitigate these symptoms, right? Insomnia, fatigue, tremors, muscle spasms, tingling, altered reflexes, muscle joint and pain, which includes chronic inflammation, joint inflammation, and those kinds of things. And that's just for starters, that list. I guess, according to Glenn Beck and Jeff Brown, people suffering from those symptoms are just imagining them. I digress. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. The anti-human and dehumanizing rhetoric that emerges from this kind of stuff. As Jaron Lanier points out in the section titled, "You Need Culture to Even Perceive Information Technology," he writes, "Anti-human rhetoric is fascinating in the same way that self-destruction is fascinating. It offends us, but we cannot look away. It's a slow-motion train wreck. Can't look away." I've been joking recently about Kwanzaa, not to offend anyone or, you know, to demean or belittle anything, but, you know, it is, after all, the most wonderful communitarian philosophy of a holiday one can find. around, I would say, anyway. And that's, you know, right from the Wikipedia entry. Kwanzaa celebrates what its founder called the seven principles of Kwanzaa, which Karenga said is, this is a quote, quote, is a communitarian African philosophy. I wonder if he knows what he's talking about. Yeah, I think he does. Ron Karenga, Ronald McKinley Everett, was an active member of the Black Power movement back in the 60s and 70s, co-founded Hakim Jamal, the Black Nationalist Group, U.S. organization. You can imagine that, you know, he's a guy that is good friends with some of the folks in Virginia, you might say. And so, you know, and again, from his Oracle Illusion entry, same thing. It reads under the section titled Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is inspired by African first fruit traditions and the same chosen from Swahili. The name, excuse me, is chosen from Swahili. The rituals of the holiday promote African traditions. The seven principles of African heritage that Karenga described as a communitarian African philosophy. And that's a quote. I wonder why he said communitarian. So it's the dehumanization is what I'm talking about. The cultural appropriation of one group is perfectly fine, and we can celebrate that. Meanwhile, another group, you know, it's this reverse, you know, projection of things that is so diabolically fascinating. The logic fails and people don't see it. You know, you have folks trying to, for example, celebrate Christmas. And I understand. I mean, I think it's been a year or two, I think maybe 2 years since the last time I did the, you know, breakdown of Christmas. Still, what is it, Titus? I want to say that to the pure, all things are pure, but to the defiled and unbelieving. I believe that's Titus chapter 1. Yeah, Titus 1:15. So, you know, for most people, the unassuming who don't know, the Bible says, you know, don't put the tree up and decorate it and all that stuff. And the history of the Yule and all of those things, the stockings hung by the chimney with care that were hung to dry the mushrooms out, you know, all of that, the hallucinogenics. Those kinds of things most people don't know, and they don't know that there really was no holiday season. There was no Santa Claus dressed in red until Bernays and Coca-Cola came along, essentially. So, you know, most people don't know those things. So I think, you know, to the pure, all things are pure. But to the defiled and unbelieving, those who are corrupt and do not believe, yeah, not the same deal. So, you know, those most folks get a pass, I think. But so people try to celebrate on their own and be happy about the, you know, the reason for the season. There's one local store. Maybe I should post that in today's archive as a featured image. The photo of the local store. Jesus is the reason for the season. That's pretty remarkable in today's day and age, unfortunately. And that's how the devil gets you by degrees. He starts right next to you, and then gradually, right, the inevitable occurs. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Welcome back. This broadcast is, I would say, a barely early warning system. At this point, it's sort of almost real time 10 years ago, it was so just outlandish. That one YouTube video that I made, for example, you know, that just still, I don't think that makes any sense to people. And so people said, you need to dumb it down. No, we all need to get smarter and better. And that video is still relevant, that one video. Audit the Fed, HR 1207 and the Financial Sector Assessment Program. The internal audit, the, you know, what could possibly be more disingenuous? We'll audit ourselves. Nah, trust us. You know, what do they call that? Mormon birth control? Trust me. Not hacking on anybody. Just, you know, trying to be a little bit lighthearted about stuff that's difficult to be lighthearted about. So the early warning signs were, you know, the 60s, the 30s, the 40s, the you know, late 19th century and on back, you know, the early warning signs were Edgar Allan Poe's work. The world celebrated Mary Shelley's Frankenstein last year, the 200th anniversary, and the death cult just continues to be obsessed with certain things. You know, like this story I saw the other day, it was, I guess it was early yesterday. Dead heart brought back to life in pioneering transplant surgery. Doctors at Duke University's Division of Cardiovascular and Thoracic Surgery have completed the first adult donation after death DCD transplant in the U.S. Well, shoot, you know, they've been doing that in China for, I mean, you know, I think I've been talking on this broadcast about the organ harvesting vans for more than 10 years. Pretty sure. We've covered that, I would say, ad nauseum. One time is too many. Anyway, so why are certain people obsessed with this kind of stuff? Those to me were the early warning signs. And you had all of these things taking shape, this weird dystopian vision of a future that really is very hostile and unwelcoming to mankind. It really is. And it sure seems a lot like, well, most of the chapters of the book of Revelation. And I suppose Daniel too, Daniel also. Daniel, you know, certain chapters, 2, 7, 12 maybe, and other, you know, of the prophets of the Old Testament. So it's interesting how that is all coalescing and shaping up exactly in the fashion that you read, for example, in the book of Revelation. So you have guys like Jordy Rose, who I don't think is terribly intelligent. I really don't think he's, you know, the brightest bulb in the pack. I just think that he's made a deal with the devil in simple terms. I think he's close to the epicenter of the worker ants. And, you know, that's cool. I think he really thinks he's a real sycophant of he's just completely mesmerized, Anton Mesmer, with the concepts and the power. I think he's awestruck by the power. And you see that when he says what he says, you know, maybe we'll play that clip. I intend to get to it. Wow. Yeah. Maybe we'll just play a little bit of him describing the D-Wave box, which Jeff Brown alludes to in his interview with Glenn Beck. You know, it's like a refrigerator. You have these supercomputers, you know, that are the size of a football field. Racks and racks of hardware and servers and things doing all this processing. And then you have this thing that's the size of a fridge. And I think it, you know, it reminds me more of an incubator than anything, especially the way that Jordy Rose describes it. So let's see. We can just play that clip real fast. Just a little bit of that and come back to that. For those who don't know, this is the way he put it. I should let him say it in his own words. So anyway, Jordy Rose, back in 2013, was talking about this D-Wave box. And he's describing it, and you can hear in his voice and his inflection that he is really enamored by this stuff. And so yeah. So listen to this. This is Jordy Rose in his own words back in 2013 talking about one of these D-Wave quantum computing machines. Go ahead, please.
Our lab in Burnaby in British Columbia. From the outside, they look like giant black monoliths, big metal boxes, about 10 feet on a side, 12 feet tall. And they are powered, they have a fridge inside them, a refrigerator that cools these chips to almost absolute zero. Just a wisp, a fraction of a degree above absolute zero. Hundreds of times colder than interstellar space. Amongst the coldest and most isolated and extreme conditions that humans have ever been able to engineer. These fridges, interestingly enough, which are called pulse tube dilution refrigerators, have a thing called a pulse tube, which emits a sound roughly once per second, which sounds eerily like a heartbeat. So if you have the opportunity to stand next to one of these machines, it is an awe-inspiring thing, at least for me. It feels like an altar to an alien god. They really are impressive machines.
There you go. It feels like an altar to an alien god. And I don't think that's a metaphor. Personally, I think it's more literal than figurative. Based on what's been happening, what is happening? You know, this guy is part of Kindred AI, which he says at Tech Vancouver a couple of years ago, July 2017. Jordy Rose of Kindred AI presents Superintelligent Aliens Are Coming to Earth. How did he start that talk? He said, "So I'm going to talk about aliens, but before I do that, these people, man. I'm going to talk about aliens, but before I do, if I showed up and did that somewhere, or, you know, said any of these things these people say, the infamous, you know, one of the biggest that I always think of is, you know, that Warren Olney broadcast to the point, KCRW, 2009, you know, May 29th, 2009, Friday, May 29th, the day the Obama administration made the cybersecurity announcement. Warren Olney has these guys on his broadcast that is a coup. Another czar at the Obama White House, Jim Lewis, John Arquilla, Tom Kellerman, and who's the other guy? Gosh, I always forget. And why is his name left off of their guest list, too? That's what's really weird. Jim Lewis, John Arquilla. Paul Light. That's who it is. He's on there. Paul Light, John Arquilla, Tom Kellerman. So anyway, John Arquilla, you know, CSIS Rand guy. Or excuse me. Yeah, John Arquilla, Rand guy. Who wrote The Advent of Net War, by the way, which is an interesting read. Back before there was the interwebs, in its current iteration anyway, John Arquilla and David Ronfeld were writing about their experience globetrotting for years already, writing in 1996 about the coming advent of Net War. Net war may be the dominant mode of societal conflict in the 21st century. I wonder how they knew cybernetics. A new generation of revolutionaries and militant radicals is also emerging, dun, 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 with new doctrines, strategies, and technologies that will support their reliance on network forms of organization. The term refers to societal conflict, you know, net war. Societal conflict and crime short of war, you know, low-intensity conflict, stuff that CIA loves, in which the antagonists are organized more as sprawling, leaderless networks than as tightly knit hierarchies. Isn't that exactly what we hear in the stories that don't make any sense? When you see a strategy of tension styled high-profile event, some kind of synthetic terror event, and, you know, a Adam Lanza, for example, is self-radicalized online, and he's becomes this isolated person and is self-radicalizing, and then all of a sudden, oh my goodness, something bad happens, and he's part of a leaderless network. Tight-knit hierarchies that you just can't seem to find or identify, except when they make a press announcement and take responsibility for something, or somehow information comes out that says, you know, the group is doing this or that. Never mind that. Never mind the failure of logic in all of that. Never mind that. Or, you know, that Osama bin Laden just kept getting younger and younger with each press announcement and more handsome. Even though, let's see, to this day, bin Laden already dead? Yeah, Fox News, 2001, December 26. Yeah, it's still there. December 26, 2001. It's not redacted. It's there's no correction or retraction or anything that's been issued that I can see. It looks like the same story. December 26, 2001. Report, bin Laden already dead. Yes, that bin Laden. Bin Laden, according to the source, was suffering from a serious lung complication and succumbed to the disease in mid-December in the vicinity of the Tora Bora Mountains. The source claimed that bin Laden was laid to rest honorably, not out to sea, 10 years earlier. Isn't that interesting? Honorably in his last abode. And his grave was made as per his Wahhabi belief. His Wahhabi belief. Is it, are you sure it's that bin Laden? Yeah, well, the article starts out with Osama bin Laden. And then this paragraph, about 30 close associates of bin Laden in Al-Qaeda, including his most trusted and personal bodyguards, his family members, and some Taliban friends, attended the funeral. Writes, a volley of bullets was also fired to pay final tribute to the great leader. I'm pretty sure that's the same Osama bin Laden. Anyway, just interesting to note these, you know, don't ask questions, look away, don't, you know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain or the logical fallacies that persist. Google has a news initiative, by the way. I was looking at that yesterday and I realize I'm bouncing around a little bit. Hopefully it makes sense, but the Google News Initiative, you can find that at newsinitiative.withgoogle.com, newsinitiative.withgoogle.com. Google is going to help safeguard journalism and the news for the future. I mean, what could possibly go wrong with Google at the helm of news and what information makes it out to you, and with Google's tireless research into cybernetics and epigenetics and Lamarckian epigenetics, Lamarckism in particular, and how to retrain your brain. Train or retrain. Maybe if we can catch them early enough, young enough, like every bad guy says, you know, then we could just train their brain from the outset and we don't have to worry about those persistent latency issues in the brain. We could just program them, you know, from the cradle, maybe from the womb, and then will just imprint it on their genetic material and we won't have to worry about the rest. Just have them program themselves. You know, because like guys like, what's his name said? A. Stafford Beer. Control has to be from the inside out. And that's what you'll see with these cybernetic systems that they design. Control has to be within the system. It can't be imposed on the outside. And that is where you get the idea of game theory and things like that, where people think these things are their own idea. And more, I don't know about you, but the more I look around, man, the zombie apocalypse is happening right before our eyes. These Jedi mind tricks, these are not the droids I'm looking for. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. I hope this doesn't get me in trouble. By the way, cultural appropriation nonsense and the fallacies that abound. Can we just be honest about that for a minute? Before we do that, though, speaking of the Google News initiative, I was thinking about this yesterday. I thought, what a perfect, I don't know, thing. Maybe if it's not too late already, which I would argue maybe it is. What a perfect thing for listeners of this broadcast and this network to dive into if you feel so inclined. If you go to datajournalism.com, you can, speaking of the Google News Initiative, it is sponsored in part by the Google News Initiative. And something that I'm looking into, it's a way to really tap into the epicenter of the exploitive data, I would say. You know, there's lies, damn lies, and then there's, what do they call it? Something like data or big data or something. That's the new statistics. Torture the data long enough, you can make it sing any tune you want. So datajournalism.com is an interesting place to go to. You have to sign up for free tools to learn how to leverage, harness, and some would say exploit data to extract provocative insight from that data. And it's interesting to me that, you know, if Jaron Lanier is right, and people get sucked into this religion, the issue of timing, the difference between sanity and fanaticism, he wrote, is found in how well the believer can avoid confusing consequential differences in timing. If you believe the rapture is imminent, fixing the problems of this life might not be your greatest priority. You might even be eager to embrace wars and tolerate poverty and disease and others to bring about the conditions that could prod the rapture into being. In the same way, if you believe the singularity is coming soon, you might cease to design technology to serve humans and prepare instead for the grand events it will bring. You know, Daphne Caruana Galizia's information was not the revelations that she brought to light as a result of the Panama Papers being exposed. It was not terribly useful information until Neo4j suddenly came on the scene, and it was really easy very quickly to map this information using a graph database model, you know, connecting the dots quite literally. Then suddenly it was useful. And then what happened? Daphne Caruana Galizia almost immediately was the victim of, you know, something. Malta car bomb kills Panama Papers journalist. So what's my point? Well, I'll tell you when we come back. Second hour coming up right after the short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.